I don't know if it's your radio. You came in clear when you contacted me, but now you're really quiet. If I can have you maybe speak a little bit louder and closer to the mic, I think that might help. Try it again.
Can you hear me now?
I can, yes. Welcome. Hi.
If I could get all the way out of the car, get out here and stand, it might be a little easier. I drove towards the bay of Fremont, so I could actually hear you, so you can hear me. But no, I just want to say thank you very much. You've been a great supporter, a good name for radio. You got me converted from bubble pack to a handheld, and I think you're doing great work. That was it.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're trying to... Like I said at the beginning of the net, we started back in 2001. In fact, it was a high school project when I was in high school. Class wanted me to, when it was an economics class, and they wanted me to design a company or organization and then learn about the economy through that. And I created a fake website, but it was on, I think I threw it on Geocity, Yahoo, a long time ago. And I thought I would just put it up there for a classmate, and instead of getting no replies, I got email from at least 5 or 10 people asking more information about the organization. So that's how Barry Internet started, and that's how we became to be who we are now. So we've come a long way, and hopefully, rain or shine or worst-case scenario, if this does go through, we will still be here. We will still be around. We're not leaving. And if they do remove a repeater service for GMRS, I will file for a business license and make it open to anyone under Barry's Internet who still would use the repeater. So we're not leaving just because of it. So, but I do appreciate your comments there, and it means a lot to us.
I didn't know that it was great, but I just overall, it just came back to how our family was able to know at all about this.
Caught a little bit of that. It took a while to get to at least to where I am. Memorizing all the rules, and I'm not kidding when I said I had to memorize the rules, because people in the air be like, hey, what does 95 dot whatever mean when it says this? They'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, blah. Couldn't have done it without my supporters out there. And you came from Bubble Pack. Wow. It's good to know how far we do go out with the organization here. I do remember our first repeater that we put up, which was the original barn, R1, was at my house here in New Almaden. And then from there, we moved it to a different site, which tried to charge $200 a month for a site that was at his house in his backyard on top of the hill, and I said, we're going to pass on that and move back home until I find another place. And the current place we're at now is awesome, friendly people, the owners that I know, and we got a good deal on the site, so we're doing pretty good here, and I hope that the repeaters are still usable, and things
trailed off there. But yeah, it's good to hear. It's good to hear. Good to see an accident too. So thanks again.
Keep stepping on someone. I think. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Like I said, welcome, and again, thanks for your comments. I do appreciate it. good that we're reaching out to Fremont. The map that we have on our website, it shows where our signal reaches. we always prove it wrong every day. So someone chimes in and like, hey, I'm in this city. It's not on your map. I'm like, wow, cool. talking to me, I assume, on a handheld from Fremont. That's another good news for us, because the map doesn't even show Fremont on the map. Our signal covers there. So, great. All right, well, I'll open up the repeater again and monitor a while longer, see if anyone else is out there, and then I'll head off. So, 73, and thanks again for your comments and encouragement. We do appreciate it.
Again, WQHB 748, clear.
Comment, WQLF 904.
Go ahead.
So, don't forget to also mark on the map Reservation Road, Highway 1, close to Monterey, City of Marina. I was able to conjunct R1, clear as day, at that location.
You know, Matt, that still baffles me, because that must have been a special day in the atmosphere. I remember Phil, 651, I think it was, forgive me if I got his name wrong, said that he can get in the R1 system from Hollister, and that's definitely Reservation Road and Hollister. Those are two areas that are definitely not on the map. I don't know how that happened, but we did the system right. A few trial and errors, and we got it right, sounded perfect, and now we got R2 up, and you know, if we're allowed to keep repeater systems, R3 was planned for next spring, which will cover from Highway 1 all the way from Point Reyes all the way down to Pescadero. And that'll be nice, since there's absolutely zero GMRS coverage out there. So I'm looking forward to that.
I couldn't believe it. I was able to hit R1 too. Not portable, but mobile. Oh yeah, same thing too. I was able to hit R1 on mobile, but not portable, from Reservation Road. But I was able to chunk it though. And it picked me up every time I came up.
Yeah, I can hit, with John and I were talking in R2, I could hit him from my handheld. But, so you, were you on the mobile, or were you on your handheld when you chunked it?
Is in the mobile unit.
Ah, Peter.
Oh, really? So anyway, take care, man. 73. And we'll talk to you another time. Take care, WQLF 904, clear.
Clarified 73.